This is
Cyber Station USA.
I warn you, their ingenuity goes hand in hand with their technology.
I think it's fair to call this hostile territory.
For you, I'll make an exception.
What you hold in your hand is the proof of their power.
Come here. You're not hurt, right?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited about our guest today. I love talking sports, and I love Triumph Books, and we're going to talk Packers today. And as a Pittsburgh Steeler fan, one of the biggest sad things was the Packers beating us in the Super Bowl. And I have talked to a couple Packer players about that awesome memory, but I'm excited to welcome the program author Jason Wilde, author of The Big 50, Green Bay Packers, The Men and Moments That Made the Green Bay Packers. Jason, thanks for calling. How are you?
Oh, Neil, thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it, buddy.
You know, I just, when I think Green Bay Packers, you think tradition. Between us and this, and meaning Pittsburgh Steelers and Green Bay Packers, it is the true tradition of professional football. And the NFL, those two travel everywhere you go, right? They're Packer fans at every stadium, as there are Steeler fans at every stadium. It's one place that they people from the Milwaukee area and Green Bay area, they basically always end up relocating, just kind of like Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, it's really remarkable how both those team fan bases travel. And obviously when you play each other in a Super Bowl like the Packers and Steelers did in 2010, you really got a feeling, I'll never forget this, being around Dallas that week, of how similar those fan bases are. You know, there's certainly a blue-collar element to a lot of the fans. They're passionate. They love their team. They live and die with their teams. And that's not always the case with all NFL fan bases. And so, you know, the fact that they put their money where their fandom is, right, with whether it's how many jerseys they own or how willing they are to spend their travel budget of their family to go to games in different cities. It's really remarkable how supportive both those teams are. And, you know, obviously for much of my career, I covered a guy who was from Pittsburgh and who grew up a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, who brought what Ted Thompson called Pittsburgh macho to Green Bay.
Yes.
And that was Mike McCarthy, who obviously had a bunch of success here in his 13-year run as the head coach.
Absolutely. And so let's talk about your background really quick, Jason, getting into this interview, because we do have some time. I love having a producer because I just can enjoy asking questions I might not have the time for in my normal studio type days. But tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, this is year 26 for me on the beat. I started out as a backup and really kind of learning the ropes of covering the NFL. The great thing is when you've been doing it this long and covering three different Super Bowl teams, and you just accumulate so many stories and so much experience. I don't like to think of myself as an old guy, because when I started out, I was lucky to be a really young guy. But the institutional knowledge and the things you get to see during your time being on a beat, you know, and covering a team year in and year out and being at every game, you just have such a great feel for the history that you're just fortunate to be there to chronicle. And so I've been really lucky to be able to do this for as long as I have. I hope I get to do it for another 20 plus years. But, you know, there's been great seasons for the Packers. There's been down seasons during my time, but there's also been some really compelling seasons that didn't end in Super Bowl titles, but certainly ended in unforgettable games and things that I got to see that I think anyone who believes that sports are a very valuable part of our society and mean a lot to a lot of people, it was cool to be able to be a part of it.
Definitely. It seems like it was cool to be part of that type of thing in the tradition. We talk about the Roonies, and we'll get into the Big 50. I'm going to try to come up with what I think when you talk about Packers and what you wrote about in the book. But when you talk about organizations, you talk about the Steeler organization with the Roonies. But being part of the Packer organization, do they have that kind of same family feel with the owners of the Packers?
They do, and you know, the beauty of it is obviously they're community owned, that they sell stock to that fans are actually able to own for, you know, $250 or whatever. They're not, they can only do it every so often. They haven't had a stock sale in a long time now, number of years since they expanded part of their stadium. But that they don't have, you know, the next best thing to having the Rooneys as your owner is to not have an owner at all. And you've seen, obviously, with the Steelers, what stability they have had there for so long with, you know, first Chuck Knoll and then with Bill Cowher. And, you know, we've obviously there's been some ups and downs during Mike Tomlin's tenure, but, you know, there's just this, they're never that team in either the Packers case or the Steelers case where you look at them going, God, they don't seem like they know what they're doing. You know, it just isn't the case anymore. With most other teams, there's always those years where you're like, God, what are they doing? And do they have a plan? And, you know, even now you look at the Steelers and the season that they've endured and the things they've done at quarterback and the fact that they're still in contention, I think says a lot. The Packers weren't able to do that when they lost Aaron Rodgers
No.
in 2013 and again in 2017. So, you know, that's one way that, that this franchise obviously has been very fortunate, that there have been very few times where they've had either Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers not available to them to lead them to a lot of victories.
We have the duck. Come on now, Jason. That's why. The duck. You're going to – I brought up with the author of the Browns, Zach. I said to him, I predicted this before. I said, he's going to be a good quarterback, and it's not going to be Mason Rudolph. So we have the duck. Spurgis loves the duck. I guess if he wins another game, they're going to already get ready to name a street after him. But again, we don't. We'll see how long that love of the duck goes. But let's go. You didn't have a great backup when Aaron Rodgers got hurt. So, how many years of the Packers do you cover in this book?
So we cover them from their inception to modern day, and obviously, it's hard to narrow 100 years of football into 50 chapters. And so, my good buddy Drew Olson wrote the more historic chapters. And I focused on the nearly quarter century of time I covered the team for my chapters. And, you know, my favorite story that has come out of doing the book, Ron Wolf was the Packers general manager who rebuilt this franchise and brought them back from oblivion and traded for Brett Favre and signed Reggie White and hired Mike Holmgren. And he and I got together and he was here in town a couple weeks ago. And he said, I've got a bone to pick with you. I'm like, what? There's a Pro Football Hall of Famer that's telling you he's got a bone to pick with you. He's like, how do you pick Super Bowl 45 as the number one thing in your book? Well, first of all, I was really excited that he actually even looked at our book. But more importantly, I had to explain to him, it's not a ranking. So there's 50 chapters, but that's the most recent triumph that they had.
It's not the 100 things. Right.
It was just most recent. So after that, he calmed down and he didn't have a bone to pick with me anymore.
So that's not, you know, 100 things, you know, the 100 things live and die Packers, then that definitely wouldn't have been number one, right?
Like, they... no, I think there's just so much to get to it. Frankly, we could have done 3 books of 50 things and still had stuff left over.
Writing the book on your end, looking at specifically the Packers, what did you do in your research to try to figure out what's the best things to fit in when there's just so many great memories the Packers have?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was obviously a challenge to narrow it down. The nice thing for me anyway is because of my career arc, I was here for so many of those moments. And, you know, I wasn't there obviously for the Lombardi years. I wasn't even alive yet for most of them. But the fact that I covered most of the things that I write about in the book it really did make things kind of easy for me, because from a research perspective, yeah, I went back and read my stories and read other people's stories and refreshed my memory, but I lived through most of the parts that I wrote about. So I was really fortunate in that. I was able to think back to what I was thinking about back then when those things were happening, and have that perspective of having lived through them.
You definitely had that. And that's That's the interesting thing. When I think of Green Bay Packers, I think Brett Favre. You just think one of the gunslingers. How amazing was it to watch him play?
Yeah, it was really incredible, and it's hard to believe that a franchise like the Packers have been able to have two back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks in him and Rodgers. It's just funny because they're just such different guys. I mean, Favre used it. He was a gunslinger. He took so many chances, and not only did he retire at the time with the most touchdown passes in NFL history, he also retired with the most interceptions in NFL history. Whereas Rodgers, he's going to be a Hall of Famer also, and he's going to go in with almost assuredly with the best touchdown to interception ratio in NFL history, because he's going to have so few interceptions. They're just vastly different guys, and yet they were both great in their own right. And I think, obviously for Rodgers, it's kind of like with Ted Thompson and Ron Wolf, it's different when you continue a tradition as opposed to when you restore a tradition. And obviously Wolf and Holmgren and White and Favre were responsible for restoring a tradition that had become so tarnished over almost three decades that it's just a lot different than what it is with what Aaron Rodgers has done in recent years.
The difference between Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre in comebacks. You think of, Brett Favre, the gunslinger, taking the chances, but then you think of Aaron Rodgers as the Hail Mary, the guy that just pulls stuff out you wouldn't imagine. And you wouldn't think that coming out of college he would be this kind of quarterback, the one that you want with 2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, there was a time in his career where he wasn't that guy. He didn't have a lot of come-from-behind victories, and people questioned that. And, I always said that during those his MVP seasons, he had a lot of game-winning drives. They just happened in the third quarter where they put teams away early, 2011 when they went 15-1. And so, they are definitely different. It's crazy that they are now good friends after the craziness of the summer of 2008, which obviously is a significant chapter in the book as well. And so it's been truly my pleasure and honor to get to cover both of them and watch up close firsthand two great quarterbacks in the same organization. I assume it's what it was like for guys in the 80s and 90s that got to cover Joe Montana and then got to cover Steve Young.
And let's talk about what happened. I don't know what happened because I'm in Pittsburgh. Sometimes so tell us the story between you put in the book about Favre and Rodgers and their fallout or how they didn't get along.
Yeah, they definitely did not. Rodgers was probably a little brash and a little arrogant as a first round pick and was certainly humbled by the way his first 3 years were spent on the bench. But Brett Favre was not a very good mentor to him. And I think Brett has since admitted that on a number of occasions. And so, now they're in a great place, which is wonderful, but they definitely were rivals. And that the summer of 2008, when, I'll never forget, they had a family night scrimmage, which is basically a pep rally. And we talk about it in the book, a pep rally and a celebration of being a Packers fan. They charge $10 admission and they have fireworks, and it's just it's just meant to be a night to celebrate being Packers fans, and people that don't get to go to games because they can't afford them can afford the $10 ticket to watch a practice. And I'll never forget, Brett Favre comes in that day, flies in, and they're going to finally resolve
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Solved his situation. And Packers fans booed Aaron Rodgers during a family night scrimmage. And he says, even to this day, as he travels to family night every year when he drives from his house to go to family night for practice, he thinks about that and how it spurred him on and what it was like to be booed by your own fans. And, you know, I know there's a lot of fans that after the fact can now acknowledge what a huge mistake that was and how thankful they are that Aaron Rodgers was their quarterback.
And what a quarterback. And for sure, and continue to be a quarterback. And then, but I guess everyone, if you know, you're a Favre fan, you thought the Packers are done, right? Last year, McCarthy leaves. You're not going to make a comeback and have a good season. What the heck? And I know that's not in the book, but it's great for sales, right? they're not 3-9 and doing horribly. They're really doing well. That's got to be great for you with the book coming out instead of what if it was a mediocre year?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not a mediocre book, but it definitely has not been a mediocre year, and that's been great. You know, I don't know much about sales. I let the great people at Triumph handle that kind of stuff, but I will say this. It has been a fascinating year to see because, you know, I think what people are probably forgetting as they look at the Packers now who are 9-3 going into their game against Washington, no rookie Packers head coach has ever taken his team to the playoffs, ever. 100-year team, and Lombardi didn't do it, Holmgren didn't do it, McCarthy didn't do it, and all three of those guys won Super Bowls. And so I think that tells you how rarefied the air is that Matt LaFleur is in his first year.
Matt LaFleur is not in the book, is he?
I believe he is mentioned only because we finished the book after Mike McCarthy was fired and after Matt LaFleur was hired. But, it takes a while for those books to hit the bookshelf. So, quite frankly, I can't quite remember what the timeline is for when I had to file my last chapter.
I said, what happens with me is I don't have a chance to watch books. I just stream different things, different films, different things. I wish I had time to read all the books of the authors I read. I just have good knowledge of different things. Say, hey, it was in the book, and it's good for the fans. Now let's talk about Matt LaFleur. You cover the Packers. Were you surprised how quickly they turned it around with this coach?
Not entirely. I thought they would go 10-6 and make the playoffs, and he would break that streak. I did not think they would be as good as they have turned out to be, certainly. But look, they have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, and while he has had some up and down games this season, he is still one of the best in the business. And I think that gives any young coach more of an opportunity for success than most other young coaches who are coming into a team that are often rebuilding and often have shortcomings in terms of their roster. In this case, this was not a total rebuild. They were bold, and Brian Gutekunst was bold to go out and get a couple of really good pass rushers in Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith. So they filled that void. Their defense has been up and down, but certainly has gotten after the quarterback better than they have. And their offense has new ideas, ideas that were not there under Mike McCarthy. So you put that all together, and you have a team that has been far more competitive than I think a lot of people expected it to be.
That's great news for you as a Packer fan. Any chance, you're going to laugh at me. Now, I mean, everyone in Pittsburgh is going to laugh at me too, of Steelers-Packers Super Bowl again. Somehow the Steelers make a run in the table and they beat Baltimore or New England and make the Super Bowl and face the Packers.
I'm not going to laugh at you because I certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk about the book. But yeah, I don't think either one of those teams are going to, frankly, I don't think either one of those teams is going to be in the Super Bowl. That's not just a slight on the Steelers. I don't think the Packers, I think the Packers are a good team, but I think they're a year away from being a true title contender. They're going to get some great experience. And hey, if Rodgers can get really, really hot, maybe he can carry them all the way to Miami. But they strike me as a team that still has too many holes to be a champion.
See, I think the Packers have a better shot than the Steelers. I just brought up that point. And here's the reason why. The NFC is always up for grabs. Every year, you don't always expect the best team in the NFC to make a Super Bowl. So the dark horse could be the Packers. Now in the AFC, that's crazy to think the Duck leads them to the Super Bowl. But this reminds me of the year with the bus. We had a great defense. We were 7-5. We ran the table. And we won every game on the road with Ben Roethlisberger. Now, this is you're probably laughing, Jason, saying, are you kidding me? But if this happens, you have to come on and say, Neil, you were right. I am impressed by your prediction, or you were just totally drinking the Kool-Aid. But we will probably name a street after the Duck if the Steelers run the table and face Packers in the Super Bowl or any NFC team. No,
yeah, you can book it. I will be happy to do that because you will have definitely earned
so
that.
What are the odds on that? I need to see the Vegas odds on that one. That one would be.
Neil, the reality is that I'm not a fan, and you are, so you should be. You should have that mentality. You keep hope alive, man. I love it, but I think realistically, I won't have to worry about having to come on to admit that I was wrong and you were right.
Well, maybe your book continues to have that great success. Now, tell us about the book's signings and stuff, places you're going to be in for the Packers books. You're not finished yet with.
No, it's the holiday season. And obviously, folks, I have a great little story. The Packers official seamstress who sews all the uniforms and puts the nameplates on the back. She's an amazing woman who has been here. Talk about institutional knowledge. She's been here far longer than I have. And she came up to me in my office here at Lambeau the other day and said, hey, I bought your book. Would you sign it for me? And I just melted. She bought it as a gift for each of her sons. And I thought, gosh, how nice is that? And thanks for supporting my girls' college fund by doing it. So the easiest thing for me, I haven't done much promotion. I'm just not much of a promoter, but if people just want to check me out on Twitter at Jason J. Wilde, there's a link in there for you're able to find the book on Amazon and find it on Barnes & Noble. And you can certainly tweet to me and I'd be happy to send you a signed copy if anybody actually wants to reduce the value of the book by having me sign it.
All right. So you said your favorite moment was the Packers beating the Steelers. That Super Bowl. Yes, am I right on that?
No, it was one of them. I think my favorite moment was covering the first Super Bowl they were in 96 in this new renaissance. I was 24 years old. I had no idea what I was doing yet. But, it's kind of like players say. I know I've heard Dan Marino say this. You go early in your career, you think you're going to do it all the time. And the Packers went to two Super Bowls in 2 years in my first 2 years covering the team. And, it took them until 2010 to get back. And now here we are in 2019. and they're probably not going to get back this year. So it really is a difficult thing, no matter what the Patriots make it seem to the contrary. So every season has to be special, and you have to hope that it, as a fan, that it gets to where you want it to go.
All right. Well, fantastic. And it was interesting you said you're not a fan. Were you a fan before you became a sports writer?
I grew up a sports fan, no question. But it's just when you cover a team, it just changes the dynamic a lot. You kind of see behind the curtain. And I just always tell people I don't try to explain it. It's hard to explain, and I think there's no point in explaining it other than to say this. I am just so, and I mean this sincerely, I'm so thankful that there are so many Packers fans that are so loyal and so passionate because of them being that way. You know, it allows me to pay my mortgage and write about this team every day and talk about it on the radio every day and write a book like this. So I really owe it to them, and I'm thankful that they care as much as they do, because without that, you know, this is not, the opportunities are just not what they are for other teams that just aren't as passionate as Packers fans are.
So I just told a sports guy on the radio from the Packers, the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl. Oh my, you're going to have fun with that one after you get off the air with me. But hey, you know, I just showed that I have that gumption. I'll put out that different stuff, Jason, but I appreciate you calling. Again, we can purchase the book at TriumphBooks.com. We all know that because Triumph Books is a phenomenal publisher. I love working with them, and I love talking sports. It was a dream of mine to always get to interview sports people and talk sports, and it happened based on creating my own thing in my own system. Now, if you didn't know, you're on the VIP Internet Radio launch as well. We're going on syndication. Well, VIPInternetRadio.com is the radio station that I'm program director, that we're building this big internet conglomerate as well. And we continue to grow, and we're glad to have you on, and we're glad to partner with Triumph Books. But you purchased your book all finer bookstores as well, right? And especially in Green Bay, but Triumph Books is the best place, or even Amazon, right?
That's exactly right. And Neil, congratulations on all your success. Thanks for letting me be a small part of it today.
No, I'm going to reach out to you, and I'm going to have to go and check you out on your sports show and see if you're really this humble guy, or you go and get angry like a lot of, especially if the Packers lose a game or something. But you're great. Thanks again for calling. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, Neil. Thanks. Take care. Be good.
All right. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye. That's the my life, Pete, in a nutshell, is you interview busy people that have a few minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes. You never know what's going to happen in an interview. I have stories beyond stories of people I've interviewed and where they've called from, what has happened, how I've had to deal with different things. But Casey's doing some great work, and it was a great way to kick that, to say goodbye to the celebrity for this anniversary show. We're going to be broadcasting for about an hour and 15 minutes. Everyone needs to check out Casey's website. And Pete, again, I
was very interesting that she's doing the anti-bullying. I'll have to reach out to her and say, hey, you know, what are you doing? If I can see if I can help at all because of the different trainings and things that I do as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the publicist is a great guy. The team, I reached out to them through a PR newswire and saw American Idol, and I saw she was going to be on Kelly Clarkson, and I just reached out, and that was it. I've told you that story a few times. I just ask, and but again, my laundry list of celebrities, I wish that somebody can categorize at least those. And everyone asks me, what's your favorite interview? And it's just hard because it always becomes something new and different every day. So that's,
well, hey, you know, ask and ye shall receive, right? I mean, what's the worst that somebody's going to say to you is no. And, you know, that's the interesting thing about, you know, when you're someone who's fearless with like yourself, I'm sure it helps that you're 6'10", but
calling people, but yeah, it's just, you got to be able to just go out and do this. And I'm glad we had a woman presence at the end. We had all men on today. So we had to kind of kick off the last guest as a woman. So we had,
yeah, that is good.
And that normally doesn't happen to me. I do interview a lot of women, but today it just became a very dominated male show, football, sports. So we had to get the music in today for sure. And the contest, Pete, again, everyone needs to go and sign up.
Yep, register. I mean, all the information is right there on the website. You know, we're running this thing for a couple more months here, and you know, it's a very valuable prize. It's, you know,
we have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
It's, you know, anybody that's looking for any branding or promotion and marketing, whether you're a host or a business owner or an entrepreneur, you could be a marketing person at a large company. You could be a sole entrepreneur that needs assistance. We're out there to help. You have the experience of three people whose combined business experience is around 70 years between myself, Don, and you. And so that's a lot of business experience right there. We are all current and former terrestrial radio hosts as well, which is also, I think, a unique selling feature and a unique sort of point that people need to understand. So, you know, we've been there, done that in a lot of respects. And now we are helping, you know, various businesses and individuals make that transition into learning how to get in front of their target audiences, learning how to get in front of the right groups, learning how to get their message across, whatever that message happens to be. It could be a message of inspiration, as we just heard. It could be a message of a new product or service or solution that solves some sort of problem, and you're looking to figure out the best way to reach the people that could most benefit from it. And we're able to help you in all of those respects and learn how to harness the power of the internet and social media and websites and terrestrial radio as well to do that.
And you gotta be willing to get out of your comfort zone. And I remember Phil Bork saying that today. He got out of his comfort zone. He wrote a book that really that was not who he is, and he did it. And that's what lots of people have to do in their lives is choose to try something new. Don't be afraid. And there's such an opportunity, and we can brand you any way you want. If it's just becoming a sponsor, we will provide that. One thing is I'm a social media influencer. You have to add that to the mix because I was asked to become a social media influencer and get paid for posts and as a sponsor. So what an amazing journey in the social media aspect of the business. And I owe that to GJ Reynolds. He just made me go ahead and learn it all. And I did, and I was a sponge and learned it, and it's easy. I think it's simple. And a lot of people just see, they change the rules every day. And I always talk to my clients about those rules changing. They will continue to change. They will change at a drop of a hat.
Oh, sure. What works today may not work next month or next week or next year. And, so you have to stay on top of it. And, you do that. You thrive on that. You love to figure things out and do what needs to be done to get the people's message out there that, you represent. And it's exciting. And when people understand that, because I think a lot of the problem and a lot of the reason why we're doing this is the problem is people don't really understand, because if they don't know the right questions to ask, they're not going to know how to find a solution. And this broadcast today is all about educating them about the different ways they can build exposure for their company. We have a lot of different ways to do it. You just mentioned, sponsoring and advertising. We've got a lot of different ways that people can sponsor a show and they can advertise with us. We've got our apps are going to be coming out. They have a 30-day window from when you submit them to when they're officially approved or denied. There should be no reason why they won't be approved, and I'm really hoping they get done by the end of the year. Maybe that'll be a nice Christmas present for us, is the apps are finalized and approved sometime around the Christmas holiday, and that would be fantastic. It'd be a great present for us, and then one that we can share with everyone in our network, letting them know that it's available. There are advertising opportunities there to advertise within the app. So when someone is downloading and using the app on the phone or the tablet or wherever they're using it, they're going to be able to see the messages of our advertisers, which, again, we can set that all up for them. It's not hard to do, but yet it allows them to reach whatever demographic they're looking for. And so it's very powerful stuff. And being able to harness that power, I'm so glad that as an IT guy for so many years, to get together with you and Don, through you and our relationship that we've had for the last few years and reaching out to me. And, I really saw that opportunity to move forward and to teach people how they can utilize the power of the internet, because we're seeing things change every day with how content is delivered, both in the video format and in the audio format. And, VIP is smack dab in the middle of it, and we show you how to do both.
We definitely do, and that's part of the excitement that we bring to the table, for sure. But I think that's a component to talk about. It's just the media portion of social media. We know for a fact that these interviews are not done. Just because we did it live, we don't just close up the shop of the guests we had today. We're going to distribute them. We're going to distribute them to groups. I'm really making a big effort to start doing that again, and teach you not to get to Facebook jail, because you share it in a certain way that's spammy. You're done.
It won't work. You're going to wonder why things don't work. And, you need people that understand how these things operate and what can end up getting you, quote, spanked by the different social media platforms that are out there, as opposed to being elevated by those platforms.
And it's amazing to see how simple, silly mistakes are made, and they don't know how dangerous these platforms can become. And it's because we just think we have the right to get all of what that social media platform, they want to make money. That's they're not there to give us free space.
No, nor do they necessarily care what your message is, and that's where, you need someone who, and some company who understands what you're trying to achieve and what you're trying to accomplish. And so, you fill out the form on our site, we're going to have a conversation with you. We're going to find out what is it that you're trying to accomplish with your company, your business, your show, whatever it is. And we're going to point you in the right direction and explain to you very specifically what's going to happen. You just go to the main page like I'm doing here, and we scroll, and I think I've closed the pop-up, which is why it's not coming up now. But that's what'll happen is you request the information, take a look at it. If you like what you see, the next step is getting a hold of one of us, myself or Neil or Don, and then the process begins of determining what is the next step. And we hope that many of you decide to take that next step. If you're serious about taking whatever you're representing to the next level.
So tell us a little bit about the Don Zeno experience, of things you learned about Don that I missed. Again, I wish I could go 24/7 to you guys, but again, I'm the one, I guess, that was on the most because of the number of hours of interviews, the 3 hours talking straight. But I don't know, Pete, you might've beat.
I've been on the most, I think. I started at like 2 a.m. and I've been on and off all day.
You've been on, but not straight on. You've been the producer and the tech guy to get this, keep this stream going forever up in a day. And that's impressive. And
I'm not napping. That's for sure.
And you won't be, but yeah, it's an interesting thing. And I didn't even check to see the stream and all that stuff I was really promoting earlier. But again, just because it went live, it's going to come out again. And we'll get it out there. And it's amazing to look at the number of views the live show was able to get earlier today. And because you can go back and then you see how it just keeps growing.
Oh yeah. I've been boosting things and sharing it. And in the meantime, also been ripping audio out of the files so that we can use that. We're going to submit this through the live stream. So it'll be, I guess, like a day delay live stream or two as we retransmit it over the weekend. That way people who missed out can listen in. They can listen on the interviews. They can listen to us talking about the station and what we bring to the table. They can learn more about me. They can learn more about you. They can learn more about Don and get to know us as people, because, you know, you want to know the people that you're getting in business with, quite frankly. You don't want to get in business with a stranger. You want to, you know, find somebody that you know, that you like, that you trust. And that's going to give you a good feeling about, you know, taking the next step and entering into a contract or a professional relationship with them because of their demonstrated skills, their professionalism, and their caring about you as a person and about your cause. I think, unfortunately, a lot of businesses today, they don't. They're, you know, people, we all want to make money at the end of the day. You got to pay bills, but you can't just focus on that to the sole exclusion of everything else. And that's what makes us different. That's what we know is going to continue to differentiate us from everyone else. That's why we are growing so rapidly. That's why we're seeing the traffic numbers that we are in a very short period of time. And it's very exciting. And as we continue to add functionality, as we continue to add shows, as we continue to bring on new guests, as we continue to, you know, bring on incredible people that we're able to help, that, you know, at the end of the day, we're all going to do very well and continue to, you know, get to the goals that we set out there for our clients and for ourselves.
Now, anything I missed from Don's news, any news from Don I missed in the live stream?
Well, we played his Elvis song for everybody. It was the Christmas song. It's a really, really great song that he owns the rights to. It's not actually Elvis Presley. It is an Elvis Presley impersonator, but I must say you would never know it. You would think it was Elvis singing the song. And Don owns the rights to it. That's where we're able to play it. And we're going to be putting it on the station site as a nice Christmas message for people that they can listen to. He has a Christmas card that he's willing to give to anybody that would like an inspirational card that they can print out on their own and give to people. And it's a nice touch. It's a personalized touch. And it's different. And, you know, we're all about being different and differentiating ourselves from everyone else out there. It's a hard thing to do today. Many markets are saturated. Many services are saturated. Many types of industries are saturated. And so if you can do something that lets you stick out a little bit from your competition, that can be that little bit of an edge that takes your business to the next level.
Absolutely. Definitely. That's for sure. And so I'm just, again, we're trying to see, get comments maybe on the live feed. Pete, you can take a look and see what we're getting. And I know we still have people listening live. You have any questions, different things involving SEO or any of the different stuff, we definitely can do that. I'm glad we had 10:30 guests because I could see I'm running out of my vinegar of stories and different things. We should, if Don wasn't asleep, he could talk all day, 24 hours for us.
Yeah, he was talking for a while. I think he was a little relieved though when I jumped back on here. You know, I had to have dinner. I had to see the wife and kids for a little bit here. And then it was like right back on.
That's a disc jockey host, or that's somebody who can just carry himself, doesn't need another person. He can just talk to himself all day. And those people are impressive. I can't do it. I've tried it. I did one WRCT show straight talking that way, and I was so tired. And I was like, this is not fun. I'm never doing this again. And I almost fell asleep at 3 times talking to myself. So I don't know how Don does it. And the kind of to just reminisce, and when I walked into the studios WRCT 10 years ago and with my wife to do a pilot, and then the whole process.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
Stitcher.
CyberStation USA.
Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
The whole process. I guess the way to keep people interested the final hour is now, guess what? Pete's got questions. He's thrown all his questions off of the board. I'm multitasking and doing social media and doing different things, but I have the story that I guess this last hour brings as a story. And that story is just basically enough. How the heck did I go from an education talk show to a variety show? Still have an education show. You talk about all these other shows. That's a goal in 2019. I got to brand all the shows. That's in our 2020. I have to kind of, as I talk to my different co-hosts, but what about this process and how I went to 7 days a week for one point in time, just doing a variety of different shows and all these ideas before anyone was even considering doing what today. And now I'm like, okay, let's kind of scale back a bit, because I would go live 7 days a week. But let's go to that story and see how long it takes us. And Pete, you can ask questions while you're multitasking, and I'm going to prove I can go on radio and talk the entire time while still doing work. And that is switching. But I don't know.
I'm going to have to try and trip you up then. You know that, right?
But the story kind of began, and I'll go with Ray Vergona. He was a tutor at St. Agnes School. And so we're going to go into a whole RCT maturation process this hour. Okay, guys, guess what? You missed it. You're getting it tonight. You're going to find out how the Neil Haley of this anniversary. Nothing post. We've already talked about Jerry the King Lawler, the different things in wrestling. When I was talking to Duke the Dumpster, I was saying, okay, you and I are a tag team, and we're going to be performing. That's why Casey's so, pretty much drained. After a performance, you're drained beyond belief. I was shocked. I said, oh, can she do something at 10:30? She's still on stage at 10. Oh, 10:30? And they said, yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay. I finished it up. But so what I did was, and this is the story of how I found guests too. It's kind of funny. It really is. So I get this pilot, my wife and I do it. And I read like a script, and then the light bulb went off in 10 minutes. I hate scripts. Forget the script. Get it out. Throw it out the window. I don't want to be part of a script anymore. In that process, and you're showing a nice picture of me and all this different stuff, and I love these stupid bios. You need to work on all that stuff. My on all these bios, because guess what?
Send me some more info. I'll change it.
I have 1,000 different infos of what I do. So, but just to talk about this, I show up, do the pilot, and I said, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and I said, I sound good on radio. And I sound good on a professional mic. Today we're doing is because I couldn't run the stream with a professional mic and try to do this because my other computer doesn't run Zoom as well as this computer. So I have two dual computers. I have my studio mic here, and I didn't have a studio mic for years. Okay. Thank you, Ken Pettigrew. We're bringing Ken Pettigrew back. I told you we're bringing the band back again. We want Ken Pettigrew back, and I'll have to do all that stuff and just put mentioning people this whole weekend. Just tagging everyone that's been a part of this journey.
Ken? Let's start there.
I got to go to the story. You're going to make me talk for hours. We'll get to Ken. This is a story. You start writing the book right now. Start writing the chapters right now. You thought, oh, Neil's lost his mind. He can't talk anymore. And then he came up with an idea and he wants to tell the story to somebody. So Don Zito can talk. We'll see. We'll have a talking contest, how long I can stop without breathing. But this story is just amazing. So we go down and do the pilot, and I'm waiting and waiting for these college kids to fucking email me back. Okay, you're going to have a show. I finally get it 3 weeks later. You have a show. Great. Well, here's the problem. I have a show, and so I get all some friends of mine, a tutor that works for me. She came down. I had my neighbor that's Jason the Public School Guy. He came. I created the gimmick, Jason the Public School Guy. His real name I will not say on air. And I also had my good friend Jared. We all came down the studio. We have to show up at WRCT Studios at 4:00 in Oakland, almost downtown Pittsburgh, on a Friday. Not the best place to know, okay, we're going to go do this show. And we didn't want to pay for parking, so I'm walking X, and I walk a couple blocks to get to the studio at CMU. So we go down to the basement of the studio, and we do the show. And at the beginning, it was just a panel. But after two or three shows, I just was just, oh, I love this. Well, the sad thing was, a week in, my producer, I'm all excited. I'm telling everyone to listen at 4:30. Pete, guess what happens? With this big snowstorm, I'm like, oh, they got the game, they got the show I went out and produced. It's gonna go on the air, right? And I was in a 2-bedroom apartment getting ready to move into our house that we're in today, and it was snowing. It was one of the biggest blizzard snowstorms. I go to turn it on and just jump in my car to listen to 88.3, and I hear this sound. I'm like, what the? I told people to tune in. And this is what's on the air.
And that's what they're hearing.
And that's what they're hearing. Some stupid thing that talk about not putting dead air in. It sounded like someone was dying. Seriously. Shout out to you guys at RCT. We still love you. But I mean, I couldn't believe that was on the air. My same show, by the way, last year when I didn't get a producer to play, played the same show for 52 weeks, 1 year last year. So we are trying to improve things at, over at RCT with some education hour again. But I'm like, okay, great. Then I produced a couple more shows and I'm like, okay. And guess what? The producer cancels or the producer doesn't get it on the air enough. And I had the bug. So I said, how can I do this in my house? And Pete's like, oh no. How? And I found Blog Talk Radio. I found Blog Talk Radio. And at first I did the free program because they gave a lot of free. You could do a show, but it had to be after 11 o'clock at night. So you're like, oh my goodness. And it was free. You couldn't do it primetime hours. You could archive everything at that time and it didn't cost you a dime. All right. So I'm
just a good way to get experience and get started, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes. So, but this is the, just the beginning. And I was into the education thing, which again, shout out to Ed Temple and the School Choice Show, because he is what I was 10 years ago. Not that anymore, because I've done every topic in the world. And that's the problem with the education show. You go through the same topic 65 times. So we get these debates going. We get these guests on. I decide, oh my gosh, I can do a show every day. I love this. And it was on a phone. I mean, if you would go back and listen to these, they're hilarious. You go to blogtalkradio.com/, I guess, the Neil Haley Show now, and you just go dive deep in the archive and click 162, and you'll go to 2010 shows. And I didn't care what I put on as long as I could have my voice. So, because I'm like, okay, I have to go to RCT on Saturday, but I want to do a show every day. I want to talk about everything. And at that time, I had to beg for guests. I would pull people out of the woodwork. I'd interview someone for a tutoring job and say, okay, I'm going to book you. You're coming to the studio on Saturday to be on the show. Live. Oh, no. See if we're up calling. But during that time, I was doing these other shows. And I would just say, okay, Total Tutor Tidbits on Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going to do Total Education Q&A, where I do fake emails of people that have parenting questions. Or Thursday, I'm going to do this. So I came up with all these awesome education shows. And I can't even remember half of them now, but they were fun. And I would do these tidbits and different things. And I'd speak out and give, oh, I'd also use things to brand my tutoring business. Wouldn't that be smart? That's why if you Google Total Tutor, I'm the only one that comes up. And I've killed that. I keep that in my SEO, everything. Pete's probably like, why the heck is this guy calling the Total Tutor? It has nothing to do with education. But I did. And I still keep that brand. And it was by one brand that people still think of me as this educational advocate consultant. So I provide tips, some shows. I would take everything I was doing at RCT as segments that wasn't selling, just were reading articles. And I did fake articles at times and provided tips.
Right. Hey, you do what you got to do when you're starting out, right?
No, but yeah, this is just good stuff because I'm sure they do this in the real world. So I was doing these tips and I was doing all this stuff and I'm like, okay, and somehow someone reached out to me. I can get you. I said, I got to start getting guests. I got a show every day. Let me start interviewing people. I'm going to look for guests. And that's when this first publicist came back and said, hey, I understand you have a radio show. I want to get you, put your show in my book. And then I can get you guests anytime, anywhere. So she got me this one crazy guest. And this was a really funny thing. And it's interesting. This is a reminisce. I just put something out on LinkedIn. And someone who liked it was my principal's husband back at Days of St. Agnes. Just saw this on a report on social media update. I'm like, oh my gosh. So that goes back to St. Agnes. We're going to be talking about that today, Pete, as well. And you see, I can keep to this topic. Trust me, I hope I do. But so I had this one guest on. She wrote a book about a dog. This is where I was at. And I'm like, I'm interviewing this person on Blog Talk. And I'm like, okay, how can I get more guests? And I learned from a couple people I brought on, this lady who was an education guest. She became a psychic. And I got to find that episode with Jason and I, when she predicted I was going to be this very successful person, and Jason was going to be very successful. I don't say that we are at where she predicted yet, but maybe in 10 years, Jason's going to be superintendent
Before us, the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.